In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory
to God. Author and professor Leo Buscaglia was famous for his books on loving genuinely in a broken world. He himself was a professor. He taught special education at USC. He tells a story from his childhood when his family nearly fell apart. He was the son of Italian immigrants trying to get ahead. His father had a business and a business partner. One day, Dad comes home devastated. His partner had emptied their bank accounts and absconded with all their assets, leaving him destitute and the business in debt. And this was in the early 1930s, in the heart of the Great Depression. What does Mom do when Dad brings home that news? Mom went out, sold some jewelry, and bought food for a big feast for the whole family. When some of their relatives criticized her for the waste, she responded, "The time for joy is now, when we need it most, and not next week." That event, it set the tone of joy for rebuilding the family's means of survival. Whenever they were down, they turned to the memory of that event. Some of the relatives called it her misery dinner. Leo always called it her joy dinner, because the time for joy was now, when they needed it most. And over the next year or two, when things were dark, they found power from that joy in that dinner, in the tone it set for the family. Today we read, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." That familiar passage we hear on Palm Sunday each year from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. It is perhaps a most interesting commandment to rejoice and to rejoice always. We read that passage on Palm Sunday in part because the day is truly a celebration in itself. Jesus went to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. And he says, "Roll away the stone from the tomb." There are probably plenty of bystanders who thought Jesus was crazy. Even some of his closest friends had misgivings. Martha says, "Lord, it's been 4 days. There's bound to be a stench by now." But Jesus says, "Martha, this is not so much about Lazarus, but about the glory of God." And as we know, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And the next day, he enters the holy city of Jerusalem with multitudes calling, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And they take their palm branches, they take their cloaks and lay them down for him. The children sing in the temple, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And so this day, really this pair of days, is a celebration in itself. This event is worthy of all joy, because Jesus has raised a man 4 days dead and enters the holy city. So if it's a day that inspires joy, why does rejoice in the Lord always have to be a commandment? That's because Jesus knows something the crowds don't know. This week will turn very dark indeed. The cries of Hosanna will turn to cries of "Crucify him" in 5 short days. You know, there are people in this world who can't stand joy. It is unfortunate, but it's true. They prefer darkness and death to joy itself. We heard in the gospel reading this morning, it said, some of the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death because too many people were believing in Jesus because of Lazarus. That is insane. That is absolute insanity to put someone to death because too many people are finding joy in something that really happened. But unfortunately, there are people who can look at an occasion of joy and still cling to darkness. You know, it's sad when a person can't find joy, but it's infinitely worse when someone chooses darkness instead of joy. And that's why God, through his apostle, commands joy. In the face of the cross, we proclaim, "Rejoice in the Lord always. The time for joy is now, when we need it most." Jesus knows he's going to the cross. Like Leo Buscaglia's mother and her joy dinner, Jesus gives disciples hope and joy they need to make it through the darkness to come. And that's the difference between joy and happiness. We sometimes use those words interchangeably, but they're at the core, they're not quite the same thing. Happiness goes up and down based on what happens. The words even have the same root, happiness and happen. Joy is a thread that runs through life regardless of what happens. How can you rejoice in the face of darkness? You can have joy because of the strength of God. You can have joy because of the power of His Holy Spirit. We have joy because of the ultimate victory of Jesus Christ. Happiness, with its ups and downs, focuses on what we're doing. Joy focuses on God and what He's doing. Remember, when Paul wrote the words, "Rejoice in the Lord always," he wasn't lounging on a tropical beach with ukuleles playing in the background. He was rotting in a Roman prison, awaiting execution. The time for joy was now, when he needed it most. And he knew you could rejoice in the Lord always when you focused on what God is accomplishing instead of your personal circumstances of the moment. This morning, just a few hours ago, in Egypt, a bomb went off during Palm Sunday liturgy. Casualties are in the dozens. And it was either right before or right after, I don't know what part of liturgy, that they were going to read this line, "Rejoice in the Lord always." It takes on an entirely different tone when perhaps dozens of your friends and family are suddenly and brutally hurt and or murdered. And yet, that's the message of the day. It's not a happy occasion. It is an awful, tragic, heart-wrenching, the ugliest of humanity occasion. And yet somehow the power of God will be found in it, if not today, certainly tomorrow. Jesus knows he's going to the cross. On Palm Sunday, he gives his disciples the joy they need to make it through the darkness that is to come. How do you and I rejoice in the face of darkness? You can rejoice because of the strength of God. You can have joy in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have joy because of the ultimate victory of Jesus Christ. We rejoice not because of what is happening. We rejoice because of who God is and what He is doing. Amen.
Amen.